Hello.
Hi, my name is Shay, giving you a call back with customer support. Can I please have your zip code?
17740.
One moment, ma'am. Okay, and can you please provide me with your first and last name?
Linda Yorks.
Thank you for that information, Ms. Yorks. And for security purposes, can I get you to verify your shipping address?
Well, I didn't order anything.
Okay,
My
ma'am.
problem is, which number I'm on here now? My problem is I got $87.97 taken off of my checking account, and I have no idea what it's for.
Yes, ma'am, and I do understand that, but in order for me to further assist you, I would need you to be able to access, I'm sorry, verify your shipping address for security purposes.
42 Main Road, Jersey Shore, PA 17740.
Okay, ma'am. So it looks like an order was placed on March the 14th of 2020 for our CBD products, where shipping and handling was only paid for each product, which was $4.97 and $5.97. You don't recall placing that order, ma'am?
No. I placed an order for just one for one thing, and but I didn't do anything for $87.97.
Yes, ma'am, and I do understand. So what happened was when you placed the order for those two products, that was a 14-day trial period. We gave you 4 days to receive the product and 10 days to try out the product. Being that you didn't like the product for whatever reason, you were to contact us back within those 14 days to actually cancel that trial. But being that we didn't hear from you within those 14 days, we actually billed you for the full cost of each product on the 15th day, which is that $89.97 charge that you're seeing on the account and that $87.97 charge that you're seeing. Now, I'm not sure if you recall checking a box that states, "Yes, I am 18 years or older." Located on that box would have been our terms and conditions stated in our 14-day trial period.
I don't remember any of that. I don't, I can't, I mean, I know, I don't want any more of it.
Yes, ma'am. So what I can do for you today is go ahead and get your account canceled out for you.
Okay, that would be very good.
One moment. Okay, I do want to apologize about that brief hold. Now, the cancellation number that I'm going to provide you with today is going to be for your record, stating that you did call in to cancel your account, so you won't be billed or you won't receive any more product, okay?
Oh, okay.
That number is going to be C as in Charlie,
Okay.
837,
Okay.
12, F as in Frank,
Okay.
number 7, A
Okay.
as in Apple, and the number's 28. And if you don't mind, ma'am, could I get you to repeat that number back to me so I can make sure we have the same cancellation number on file?
Letter C, 837. 12, letter F, 7, letter A, 28.
Okay, is there anything else that I can do to assist you today?
Nope, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I want to thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too, bye.